the new Christmas song that gets right to what this season is really about.
I love snowmen and turtle doves in twos. Holly, ivy, mistletoe can take away my blues. Kris Kringle and his reindeer friends, they endlessly amuse. But the best part of the holidays is sugar and booze.
True to life? Is that how you celebrate?
Yeah, you gotta write what you know.
That is Anna Gasteyer. She was a cast member on Saturday Night Live for 6 years, and if you watch that show, you remember her parodies of Celine Dion and Martha Stewart. She also created one of the most hilarious Christmas sketches of all time with NPR as the punchline. We're going to talk to her about that in a minute. But first, she's written and recorded a series of new, very funny Christmas songs with a few standards thrown in too. The album is named after the song you're hearing right now. It's called Sugar and Booze.
There was not a song out there that quite celebrated the season the way that it was meaningful to me. I knew right out of the gate that it was going to be a record celebrating seasonal secular favorites. I'm not a very religious person, but I love a party, and the holidays really can be that. It can be a time where people, I mean, that's really what the sentiment of the song Sugar and Booze is just this kind of time of year where you can really let it rip, you can connect with people, you can go to some really great parties. Like, even the most ardent dieter is gonna, you know, tuck into some ham at least once over the holidays.
We hope.
You know? We hope. Music to drink Prosecco and eat ham too.
Can be a little uncool to make a Christmas album, and I think it's just like a very dope person.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell the children. Yeah.
And so I wondered, you know, how did you keep it from being overly earnest?
You know, that is exactly the word that I lean into all the time. Obviously, it's like the root of what I find funny is over-earnestness. It's also the Achilles heel of anyone who's been driving in a different lane and suddenly wants to make music. It's just the most nauseating idea in the world of a comedian and a gown leaning against a baby grand, you know, without making a joke. And so that's actually how I really came to this kind of cocktail jazz happy lounge place where I sing, because it's deeply musical and it's rooted in this kind of late 50s, early 60s entertainers era music. Honestly, a time when it really was appropriate to be both a comedian and a singer. It was okay to tell a joke and sing really well. And since I kind of do both things, I would never be able to make an overly sincere Christmas record. When we were writing originals, I wanted them to have an old feeling to them, with a little modern wink, of course. I mean, I wrote this ridiculous song about Secret Santa.
Santa.
Yeah.
Yes, you are joined on that song by your friend Maya Rudolph.
Yes.
Who we know from SNL and other things. Tell
yes.
me about that song.
Really not far from a fugue state, in which the lyric called me a banana, but I went down to Havana
to buy my Secret Santa a present today, but I slipped on a banana, woke up in a cabana, sipping rum and orange Fanta, so I think that I'll stay.
So I decided as I was writing it that it really was this kind of woke anthem of this woman who felt obliged to buy her Secret Santa boyfriend a really fancy present, and then kind of occurs to her what a jerk he is.
He finds my story silly. He says I laugh too loud. But now I see how life can be. I'm brassy and sassy and proud. So I'll tell my Secret Santa I'm staying in Havana. So what if big banana and his gift will be late.
So I knew that Maya would like it. It has this kind of ridiculous retro-Cuban fun energy to it. And I just thought it would be really fun to harmonize, and I asked, and she said yes. So that was a great privilege to have her on the record.
You said earlier that earnestness makes you really uncomfortable. Why is that?
I don't know. I just have never been. I mean, that's the essence of, I think, just being a comedian too. Is you stand outside of things and you look at them and
mock them.
It's not even a mockery. I mean, I know that's like the lean, and obviously I'm on NPR, and there's a, you know, elephant in the room on that one with
well,
me.
Well, I'm gonna bring it up.
Yeah, but it is funny. It's like a weird mutant skin. I think people who write comedy just tend to be pretty good at watching what's happening while it's happening and observe upon it, you know.
Can I ask you about the elephant in the room?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's sweaty ball season.
It is that season. So for listeners who are not familiar, when you were on Saturday Night Live, you did a parody sketch of NPR. You played the host of a show called The Delicious Dish.
That's right.
Now, what's on your list this holiday season, Margaret Jo?
Well, Terry, I really got greedy this year. I'm asking Kris Kringle for a wooden bowl, some oversized index cards, and a funnel.
And there's an episode where Alec Baldwin is he's a guest on your show. He's a guy named Pete Schwedy.
Yes.
And he makes a very specific kind of Christmas treat.
Well, over at Season's Eatings, we have balls for every taste. Popcorn balls, cheese balls, rum balls, you name it.
We have a long, exaggerated conversation about Schwedy balls. One of my favorite things I think I did on the show, very much just an observation of people who were not aware of what was happening while it was happening.
They're made from a secret Schwedy family recipe. No one can resist my Schwedy balls.
The joke, in addition to Schwedy balls just being funny, the joke is that the NPR hosts have no sense of humor whatsoever. And I learned, I'm relatively new, but I learned that some 20 years ago, it really did strike a chord here. Like, people were questioning themselves.
I have to tell you, yeah, I mean, I definitely felt like it bummed people out who worked at NPR. Oh. And the funny thing is, like, you know, they always say this, whatever, imitation is the highest form of flattery. Everything that I have parodied is stuff I'm interested in. You know, I think Celine Dion is one of the greatest singers out there. Martha Stewart, you know, I was a subscriber. I admire her as a businesswoman, as a homemaker, as a cook. I mean, all of those things. And NPR, I'm an avid listener. So I couldn't, you know, it's just funny to me. Like, you end up writing what you love. And, yeah.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, too. And I mean that sincerely and earnestly.
I really appreciate it.
Anna Gasteyer, her new album of Christmas songs is called Sugar and Booze. Thank you again so much, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays.